signing for the club. He proved last season, you know, what a good team member he is. And, you know, and obviously people judged him on his performances last year, but he see a lot of the tracks for the first time, you know, and I think he, over the course of the season, you know, he performed really well. And, you know, people have now got to judge him on what he does this year, as he's, you know, as he's had the time already, he's now got to put it into to good use on the away tracks and really kick off for next season.
And he ended up averaging, was it just a shade under six last season?
He finished the season on 5.12, so he'll. It looks like he'll more than likely start at reserve for us next year, which is a good thing for us, and obviously a good thing for Emil as well. So, I think he's on a bargain average for us. He's more than capable of upping his average by at least a point and a half over the course of the next season. So that's a good thing for us.
And a former World Under 21 finalist as well. You've obviously spoken about the potential you think Emil has. What do you think, you know, come 12 months' time, what do you think he'll be looking like in terms of the bigger picture of Speedway? What do you think he can go and achieve in the next 12 months?
I think he can achieve as much as he wants to. You know, his equipment's really good. He's always professional. Wherever he is, you know, which is a good thing for a young lad like Emil. He's in a good camp with Bjarne Pedersen as a mentor. You know, Bjarne's a class rider, you know, proven world class rider. So he's, you know, he's got a good mentor in him. You know, he's got a good team around him with his mechanics, great sponsors. So, you know, the Danish lads always seem to be well prepared. And you know, it's really down to how he now settles in and relaxes into British Speedway. And, you know, I'm sure that in the future, the next couple of seasons, I think, you know, he's going to be a big thing. You know, you see a lot of the Danish riders come over, you know, with a lot of potential. And you turn around and go, you know, he's going to be good in a few years. And they sort of tail off. But I think with Emil, his mindset's right. You know, and I think he can go on and be a very good rider.